Welcome back to episode 1868 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you as you give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity, especially as we pursue the theme of giving yourself a stress detox this week. In each episode this week, you will discover a meditation technique you can do as you meditate or as you go about your busy days. Preferably, you do these techniques as you meditate and as you go throughout your day. Remember, these techniques, especially as you give yourself a stress detox this week, can instantly, in many cases, calm your mind and body. And with a calmer mind and body, you can focus. It's much better for your health. And you're happier. And you share that happiness with others. The world becomes a better place, all because you meditated. In today's episode, I have a technique I'd like to share with you to help you sleep better. One of the main reasons why you'd want to give yourself a stress relief detox is so that you can focus on sleep. When you sleep, you give your body a natural detox. When you sleep, you allow your brain to reorganize and recharge itself. And this also helps to remove toxic waste byproducts that have accumulated throughout the day. And I'm sharing this with you from an article on healthline.com. It's titled Full Body Detox, 9 Ways to Rejuvenate Your Body. You will not be surprised that sleeping well is top of the list. One of the toxic waste byproducts that is removed as you sleep is a protein called beta amyloid. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. This protein contributes to the development of Alzheimer's disease. And it's interesting to think about the correlation between lack of sleep and dementia and Alzheimer's disease, because those are on the rise. And we are facing what many experts have determined to be a sleep epidemic. Also in this article, it mentions that with sleep deprivation, your body does not have time to perform those functions, such as releasing toxins. So the toxins can build up and affect several aspects of your health. Poor sleep has also been linked to short and long-term health consequences, such as stress, anxiety, high blood pressure, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and obesity. And the recommended amount of sleep you should have is about 7 to 9 hours every night, consistently, to ensure your good health. I'll share with you some of the more important ways to sleep better that you may not be aware of, although it's been out in the news more and more these days, that when you reduce your exposure to blue light, that's the light that's emitted from mobile devices and computer screens, at least 1 to 2 hours before you go to bed at night can improve your sleep. And Of course, I know you've heard this before, but it's worth repeating that if you can stick to a schedule where you can consistently go to sleep at the same time every evening and wake up at the same time in the morning, this helps to improve your sleep, for your body to develop that important circadian rhythm, that cycle that allows your body to know what to expect throughout the day and night, because you keep it on track with a similar routine and pattern. So those are ways, there are so many more, but those are some important ways to help you sleep better. So you have a technique for today, and your technique that I always share with you on a Wednesday is a mudra. Mudras are ways you hold your fingers and hands that stimulate a corresponding region of your brain. Think of all the nerve endings you have on your fingers and hands. Well, when you stimulate those, that sends a signal to your brain that activates your nervous system in a particular way. It's like yoga or acupressure. So your mudra for today is called the Ling Mudra, and I'll share with you how to do this mudra. It's simple to do. You intertwine your fingers together, and you can hold your hands as they're intertwined right at your chest or at your navel or even in your lap. If you're laying down as you do this, because you might be getting ready to go to sleep, you can rest them on your chest or on your navel. And so your fingers are intertwined. And then you're going to make a circle with your left index and thumb. So those will be touching to make the circle, or almost like the okay sign. And then you're going to encircle that around your right thumb. And that is how you do this Ling Mudra. Doing this mudra can help you sleep better because it soothes and calms your nervous system. It helps you to feel unified or connected to a higher source, to the divine, to your highest essence. And as you do this, you release stress because you're not so likely to get caught up in the stresses of the day. You're focusing on your highest self. So if you do this mudra, you can hold it for up to 5 to 15 minutes several times a day. Hold it for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. Release it at any time. If you'd like to see a photo of how you do this mudra, you can head over to the Sip and Om meditation app. As always, that's where you can find the full half-hour guided meditations that go right along with this week's series, as well as access to over 1,800 guided meditations, as well as a journal with a daily reflection question on it, customized for the week's theme, and a slowdown guide, also customized for the week's theme. You can see the mudra on the slowdown guide there. So as you get ready to sleep tonight, do the mudra. You can do the breathing technique where you inhale to the count of 3, exhale to the count of 6, and for extra bonus points, you could repeat this week's affirmation: peace cleanses me. You are so worth slowing down for.